on the issue of border security. Both Cruz and Trump have promised to deport 11 million Americans, not Americans, 11 million illegal immigrants to this country and get them out of the country. To that, you say?
Well, I want everyone to remember, I think Mr. Trump said he's going to deport all 11 million of them in 2 years. That's 15,000 people a day, every day for 2 years. Simply is impossible to do. That would be increasing the number of arrests in the United States by nearly 60% every day. And, you know, it's just not going to happen. This is the difference between actually knowing what you're doing, having run a government, understanding what you're doing, and just talking. I've been in law enforcement for 7 years, and I know that we don't nearly have enough law enforcement officers across the entire country if they were doing nothing else than to arrest an additional 15,000 people a day.
Do you think it would be desirable to deport all 11 million people who are here without documentation, without legal status?
Not in the way Donald Trump's talking about doing it. He's talking about taking 11 million people in 2 years, putting them on a bus and getting them out of here. And where are you sending them exactly? You know, there's never been a wall I've seen built in the world that a determined human being can get over, under, or around. Unless you're going to build like the Berlin Wall and you're going to put soldiers on it at every point with rifles. And so my point to you is that there are other ways for us to secure the border other than wasting money on a 4,000-mile wall. And the idea that these, you know, purely simplistic answer of build a wall, who's going to guard the wall? And are you going to guard the wall at every mile? How's that going to be paid for? And how? And the idea, by the way, Blaine, you don't believe that the president of Mexico is going to pay for the wall, do you?
I don't think anyone does, including Mr. Trump. Mr. Trump has just called, made a controversial call, at least it's being reported, to halt all Muslim immigration. Your reaction, Governor Christie?
Again, this is the kind of thing that people say when they have no experience and don't know what they're talking about. We do not need to resort to that type of activity, nor should we. What we need to do is to increase our intelligence capabilities and activity, both around the world and in the homeland. We need to back up our law enforcement officers who are out there fighting this fight every day, give them the tools they need. We need to cooperate with peaceful Muslim Americans who want to give us intelligence against those who are radicalized. We did this after 9/11, and it was a very effective approach. I can tell you in New Jersey that we had frequently had sources inside mosques in New Jersey that were giving us information that helped us to bring cases and intervene on things that we otherwise wouldn't have known about.
Well, so
we should ban Muslims is from entering the country is just to me someone who's speaking from no experience.
You've also had experience in the court system. Don't you think it's likely that that would be overturned as a violation of the First Amendment, prohibitions on religious tests?
There's no question in my mind. But, you know, there are folks in this race who don't care about what the law says because they're used to just being able to fire people indiscriminately on television. so they don't have to worry about what the law is going to say or not say.